Episode 110, Be Unstoppable.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy days are here again. How are you? Oh, it's another lovely day today. Our time to come together and just, oh my goodness, just kind of infuse yourself with awesomeness. Yes, because that's what you are. You know, what you think about, you bring about. And today, I want you to bring about the unstoppability within you, okay? I want to draw it out of you because you are amazing. And you have such an important task in your life. You are a wife. You're a mother. You're a woman who is on a mission. Whatever your mission is, you have a mission, you have a goal, and that is so important. And I just want to draw out of you the unstoppability that sometimes I think gets kind of hidden deep within us. It's those the valleys kind of start to crush them in, and it gets part of the quicksand. And so today I want to open up with number one, just thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your precious time, allowing you to grow, allowing me to grow with you. It truly is an honor. And I'm totally, totally grateful for that. Today though, Confucius says this, it doesn't matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. I love that. Love it, love it, love it. Be unstoppable. In life today, you know, you hear the sayings, and it's funny because I've been saying this for years, like quote unquote, life happens. And now I'm hearing it more and I'm like, well, maybe I should trademark that little thing. But no, it's not. It's just words. But the thing is we do know that when life happens, that means we don't have control over it, right? That's ultimately what that means. It gets away from us. We think we have full control, but we don't. The one thing we have control over is who. Who is you? You have control of you. That is awesomeness, okay? That should just rev your engine every single morning when you wake up. That should allow you to fall asleep at night and dream amazing dreams. Why? Because that makes you unstoppable. Now, the thing is, though, what happens is we let other things influence us, other people influence us, other circumstances influence us, other mountains that influence us, other shiny objects that interest us. It distracts us and pulls us away maybe from what really we are meant to be doing. And that is when we sometimes get stuck in our tracks and we find that we're not getting any traction. And then we become what? Stoppable. But you see, I'm here to tell you are unstoppable. You just have to sometimes unbury that little treasure mark there. It's a treasure piece that is deep within all of us. I truly believe that. But sometimes we have to draw on other things. Sometimes we have to draw on inspiration from others, from our friends, or from our wonderful communities that we join with. Remember, I've been talking about join the revolution, creating your now, okay? Be unstoppable. It doesn't matter how fast you go, but it matters that you are going, okay? Because you don't want to have something happen in your life where, you know, unfortunately, maybe there's an accident that happens or you find yourself on your last few days of your life and you're laying there going, if only I would have. What if I would have done that I talked about? We have to really be proactive, and that's where you have control of that. That's what makes you unstoppable. I look at life as a journey, okay? A lot of us look at life as races, and it's a major sprint to the finish line always, and it's a matter of finishing this lifelong marathon. But you see, it's not about just a race, right? It's not a race. I can remember when I was doing 10 or 7 to 11 miles a day of running. Okay, this is running, not walking. This was running. And I would run. And in our neighborhood, we're actually having homes built. And I run in our neighborhood. I love running in our neighborhood. I started out running on a track, and then I brought it to, which was outdoors. But then I brought it home when we moved recently to our neighborhood. And it's great because I can take whatever different routes I want. And it's just, we just live in a wonderful, peaceful, amazing little community. I love it here. So when I'm running and we're building up the neighborhood, not we are building up, it is building up, I should say. So we've got builders and contractors all the time around. And so I would be doing my laps and laps and laps, you know, because one full lap around my initial neighborhood is a mile. So it's very easy for me to keep track of. I mean, talk about, all I have to do is count, right? It's easy. Not only do I wear my GPS thing, but yes, I can just count. Well, I'll have people yell out to me, "How many miles are you doing today?" And I'll just keep going and I'll say, "Oh, I'm on my number 6. I might do 10 today. I don't know." And I just keep on running. I'll have somebody else there. Like one day it was the communications service that was out, and for phone lines. And they were out marking lines, and they said, "We see you all the time. What are you training for?" And I would just look and smile, and I said, "I'm training for life." I said, "I run the marathon of life every day." And he was kind of taken back by that. You see, to me, that's what I'm doing every day. That's how I create my now, is I'm running the marathon of life every day. I'm not sprinting. I'm not just trying to go and get this done and go and get this done, and then I want to get this done. I know that I serve a higher power, and I have a greater purpose, okay, which allows me to become unstoppable. That allows you to be unstoppable. You just have to take that gem out every once in a while. Don't bury it around. Don't hide it deep within you. Know that you are great, that you are destined for greatness, and that you are running a marathon of life, okay? It's one step in front of the other. Remember, I've told you this story that I was never a runner ever, ever, ever. And then I went through my tornado of life and I started running, but it didn't happen just overnight. It started with one foot in front of the other. It was one step, which became a lap, which became multiple laps, which then eventually became a very light jog. Actually, it was more like a fast-paced walk. Then we upped it to a jog, okay? It didn't happen overnight. But what did happen was that I took the gem that was within me, and it reads unstoppable. And that's what you are. And I want you to find that gem within you. I want you to be unstoppable, okay? I want you to go as slow as you need to go. Go as fast when you need to go fast. Go at your tempo, which is your speed, as long as you do not stop. You're in control of you. You make the choices where you want to go. So what do you choose today, I ask? What is it that you're going to choose to do to be unstoppable? What is it that you have put on the back burner saying, "Oh, if only I would have just started that blog 2 years ago"? Start today. Start today. And if you don't even have anything on your computer to start with, write it out. Write it out. Take 20 minutes today and just write. Don't edit or anything. Just write. Maybe you wanted to start a business of your own. Maybe this hobby that you have. Maybe you have an amazing, amazing talent for crocheting and knitting. And you can you design these amazing little shoes that are for little infants that have their little sandal thongs. They're so adorable, okay? But you've been doing it just kind of for fun. And yet you wanted to make it a business, yet you just keep putting it off. Be unstoppable. Find that gem deep within. Pull it out and watch it glow. I want you to take a post-it out, okay? If you're not around one now, do it later. I want you to take a post-it out, and I want you to write, be unstoppable. That's what I want you to write, okay? I want you to put it on your mirror in your bathroom where you frequent most, and I want you, if you're in your car a lot, I want you to put it in your car, okay? Those are at least two places I want you to put it. And I want you to focus on being unstoppable. I want your light to shine so bright that even when you're feeling down in a valley, you can't help but keep climbing the mountain to get to the top. I believe in you. You are unstoppable. And just like Confucius said, it does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. I love you so very much. I believe in you. You go and make it an amazing, incredible week. And I cannot wait to see you on the other side. We'll talk to you soon. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.